T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe Zagacki in for Hawk, along with Channing Crowder, Dan Day, and Trevor Harris also with us. That is our team for today's show. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. He is the head basketball coach of the University of Miami. He is also today our draft insider and summer movie reviewer. Delighted to welcome to our show University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga. Coach L, good afternoon to you. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe Z. How are you and Crowder doing?
I'm doing great. I think Crowder's fine. Crowder, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm talking to Coach L. You can't be sad talking to Coach L. He's a legend.
Coach, tonight is the NBA draft. Two of the top three guys, well, Jabari Smith and Paolo Banchero. Looks like Smith's going to go one and Paolo three, although some say Paolo could go number one. Let's start with Jabari first. We saw him at the Sweet 16. You guys were physical with him. You made him dribble, but it looks like he's going to be the number one player in the NBA draft. How did you stop him, and then what are your thoughts on him as a pro?
Well, the first thing about Jabari Smith, he's 6'10", he's long, athletic, can really shoot the basketball. And he's very young. One of the things that the NBA loves is guys with potential, and Jabari Smith has a ton of potential. Is he ready for the NBA right now? The physicality of that league, the 82-game schedule that they play, the number of great athletes he'd have to go against? I would have to say it's going to take some time for him to adjust. I think especially bigger guys like him, who are very young, they're going to have to make a serious adjustment to playing against the size and experience, the age of NBA high-quality players. Paolo Banchero, on the other hand, he weighs like 250. He's a man already. I'm surprised he's not going to be the first player chosen. We went against him twice. He was terrific both times. He's got size. He's got strength. He's got shooting ability from the three, but he can also post you up. So we held Jabari Smith, I think he was 4 for 16 and had 10 points. Banchero had two very good games against us, and I watched Chet Holmgren, who people are thinking might be the first pick too. I concern myself, Joe, with guys who are built like Chet Holmgren. You know, he's very thin. They say he weighs under 200 pounds. He's over 7 feet tall. And maybe he can be a Porzingis or maybe a Sean Bradley. But when you're picking in the top three, you're really looking for an NBA all-star.
Mm-hmm. And Coach, with football, like they always, you know, they dwell on the 40. They dwell on the 225 reps. In basketball, is there like numbers that – jump out to you when you know if you're looking at a player that you can get a number, not a shooting percentage, but just something that can compare him to a KD, compare him to a LeBron? Is there any of those numbers in basketball?
Well, yeah, the numbers that people look at, of course, are your height and your width. So if you've got a wingspan, that's your width, and it's as as long as you are. So Jabari's 6'10". If he has a 7 foot or 7'2" wingspan, that's another dimension that helps you shoot over the defense, rebound in traffic, block shots. So I think in Jabari's case, he has all the measurements guys are looking for. Plus, he averaged almost 17 points and 7 rebounds a game in college. So those numbers are good. He shot the 3 very well. But again, when you're so young and there's so much room for growth, they want you to improve. They expect you to improve. Get in the weight room and get stronger. Put some quality muscle on your body. And I think Jabari will do that. Chet Holmgren will do that. But these NBA scouts, they're all over the place watching, and so many mistakes are made. It's hard. It's not an exact science. You go back, look at the Greek Freak in 2013 was picked 15th. 14 guys were chosen before him. And Anthony Bennett was chosen first that year. He's not even in the league anymore. So a lot of mistakes are made. There's going to be some mistakes made tonight for sure.
Coach, the Heat have the 27th pick, so Lord knows who's going to be there. But some of these mock drafts have a couple of guys, should the Heat make the pick, they have a couple of guys that the Heat could take in that area. And two of them are players, again, that you coached against this year, Wendell Moore at Duke and Laravia, the kid from Wake Forest. If those two guys or one of them ended up with the Miami Heat, what would they be getting?
Well, first of all, there was a very interesting article about Jake Laravia. Everybody assumed he was 22 years old because that was on his Wikipedia profile. It turns out he's only 20 years old. He's young. A lot of guys in the NBA like to draft those young guys. Wendell Moore was a junior this year. He was very highly regarded coming out of high school, went to Duke, played okay, but didn't have the kind of seasons that would make him one and done or even two and done. But he's matured very, very nicely. He plays very hard, and he can probably play multiple positions. He's a heck of a defender. He rebounds well for his size, and his shooting has improved. I think Wendell Moore will be in the NBA for 10 years at least. I think Jake Laravia has a chance as well. At 6'8", 230 pounds, can shoot the 3, can post you up. He handles the ball. So I think both of those guys, if they're available in the late 20s, are going to be good prospects for whoever drafts them. And I think both of those guys would fit in well with the Heat because they both are very, very competitive. I think to play in the NBA, you've got to have the highest level of competitive spirit because there's just so many great athletes. If you don't play hard every night, you're in trouble.
And, Coach, like we're saying, we're talking about guys that you coached against and, you know, and had to evaluate on a college level, and now they're going to the league. You just talked about Moore and Laravia. Are there guys that get drafted? You're watching the draft, Coach, and a guy gets drafted and you know he's not NBA material?
Well, I certainly have my own opinions. You know, like I look at A.J. Griffin from Duke. You know, he's young. He's very talented. I think he'll be an excellent pick. If he's in the lottery, he'll be a great pick. If he falls out of the lottery, I think he'll be a tremendous pick. But those are guys I think can really make a substantial difference. And a few years back, when Lonnie Walker and Bruce Brown were coming out, yep, I watched a young man from Oklahoma who I thought was too small, too frail to really make it big in the NBA. And boy, was I wrong. He plays now for the Atlanta Hawks, and he is terrific. Do you know who I'm talking about, Joe?
Trey Young?
Yeah, Trey Young.
Trey Young.
Yeah.
I thought he weighed like 150 pounds. He looked so frail. But his skill level is so high. And I think that's what you're really looking for in a player. You want the athletic ability, but you want the skills to go along with the athletic ability. And I think, you know, when you watch a Steph Curry and how he's developed as an NBA player, and how good he's become, and Trae Young and Luka Doncic in that recruiting class are kind of doing the same thing that Steph did. They just keep getting better and better.
We got to get your entertainment thoughts here in one moment. There is a guy that's going to be a top 15 pick that you recruited very hard, came right down to the last day. Jalen Duren, who went to Memphis, looks like he's going to be a top 15 pick. I'm not sure that he was even a full-time starter in Memphis.
Well, Jalen Duren is up in Brooklyn right now. He'll be in the green room, and so will my assistant coach, DJ Irving, who's one of his mentors. And DJ has known Jalen for a very long time. We recruited Jalen very hard. He's a wonderful young man, wonderful family. His mom, Anisha, I thought did a great job of being a mom, of educating her son and putting him in a position where he could be successful. He's 6'10", 250 pounds, a tremendous athlete. And I think for him, wherever he gets picked, I think he'll be a lottery pick. I think he's you might call a little bit of a project, in a sense that his skill level does not compare to his athletic ability. You know, like Banchero's skill is very impressive. Jalen's skills are in that developmental stage. He can shoot it okay. He can handle it okay. But I think he'll actually be a better NBA player than he was a college player. Because I think as he gets older and develops a little bit more skill, eventually the skill will catch up to the athletic ability, and he'll be very, very similar to Bam Adebayo.
And, Coach, before we get to the good stuff with the Hustle and Top Gun, Jurassic Park, I got to ask you, I know you love movies, but Nigel Pack, he's now on your roster. What are you doing now with him? How do you, with the transfer portal, when guys come in, can you, like, kind of talk us through how that happens? You know, do you sit down with him? Do you tell him his place, you know, where he's going to fit in the team now? How do you deal with the transfer guys when a guy like Nigel comes in, who is a monster?
Well, we have six incoming players, four freshmen. Christian Watson, who's 6'7". Danilo Jovanovic, who's 6'8". A.J. Casey, who's 6'9", and Favor Ire, who's 6'11", with a 7'3 wingspan. Ooh. So those guys have just arrived on campus. But Nigel Pack and Norshad Omir, two of our transfers who recruited out of the portal, they've been here a month, and we've had a chance to evaluate them very closely. Nigel is a player who played a lot at the two-guard position at Kansas State in his first 2 years of college. We're going to move him over to become a point guard. And hopefully he'll be able to make that adjustment smoothly, very much like Charlie Moore did for us. Charlie transferred from DePaul, came in here and was a beautiful fit, led us to the Elite Eight, had a sensational senior season. I think Nigel right now projected more as a two guard, but he's got to learn how to play the point more. I think he'll be very good in our offense because we utilize a lot of ball screens. And one thing that Nigel does as good as anybody is he can shoot the three ball and he can shoot it off the bounce. So he's more closely related to a Trey Young than he is even a Charlie Moore. Charlie Moore, to me, was like a Chris Paul, kind of a do-everything. In Nigel's case, he's more of a scoring threat. He's more of a guy that you got to worry about him as soon as he crosses the midcourt line. And he has a great receiver in Norshad Omir, who's 6'7", 246 pounds. So you have a great target to throw to. When you look at our front court with Norshad and Jordan Miller and Anthony Walker and our freshmen, Nigel will have some guys who he can throw the lob to.
Yeah, they're going to be fun, Crowder. I got a little sneak peek a couple of weeks ago with Coach L. Coach, summer movie time, did you see Top Gun? How would you rate it? I thought it was excellent.
I saw Top Gun the first day it came out. I loved the story. I loved the acting, the excitement, the energy. And I considered it like a love story. You know, Maverick fell in love with that gal and her family. So I think it's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time, and I would recommend it to anybody. I may even take my grandsons there tonight. I have them here for my Jim Larranaga basketball camp, and I'm going to give a plug to our camp. We have some openings for next week. Tell your children, anybody 6 to 16, if they're looking for a good camp experience, come over to the U next week and register at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. So, but the movie's Maverick was great.
Yeah, Coach. I'll tell my son, but he's like Carmelo Anthony. If he gets the ball, he's never passing it again. He's about to go up. Little Chan is a black hole when it comes to the ball, Coach. So
I love that.
But Coach,
I tell
what
my
about
grandsons, only shoot when you have the ball.
You miss every shot you don't take, Coach. What about Jurassic Park? Because Hawk hates Jurassic Park. He's been bad-mouthing Jurassic Park. I love the Jurassic Park series. Have you seen Jurassic Park?
No.
Are you going to see it?
I'll probably see it at some point, but I wasn't anxious to go. I've missed several of the series with the Jurassic theme park, but I think once you see one, you've seen them all, so I'm not in a hurry.
See, Crowder, I think you're on the Jurassic Island by yourself.
I love Jurassic. You get me a dinosaur eating people, I'm going to be there, Joe. That's what I love. I'm going to watch every single one of them.
All right.
Coach, what about Hustle being a basketball movie, the Netflix movie that came out?
I took the whole team to see it.
Crowder, oh, you did?
I took the whole team to see it. We loved it. Adam Sandler was great. All the NBA guys in it. The story was terrific. Those are the kind of movies I really enjoy. It's got my basketball. It's got a little bit of celebrity status in it. Got some NBA guys. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that. I thought it was a terrific story. And I thought the acting was very good considering.
I watched this series, Coach, on Netflix with my wife the last couple of nights, Tehran.
I'm telling you,
have you seen this one? It's about an Israeli spy who gets into Iran, and then, you know, it becomes a spy thriller. You have to figure out who's on whose side. And I am telling you, it was hair-raising and heart-pounding. It's right on the – it's like reading a book, and then you just can't stop. The next chapter, you just got to keep on going.
And you said it's on Netflix?
It's on Apple. I'm sorry. It's on Apple.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out, Joe. I'm watching. I just got into a TV series or something. It's called Piece of Her or Pieces of Her. Have you ever heard of that? It's on Netflix.
Mm-mm. No, sir. Crowder?
It's very, very Pieces interesting. It starts out. It's called Pieces of Her. And Toni Collette is the star, and it starts out. She's a hero. I don't want to share because it's really a good scene. But she becomes a hero, and that becomes a real problem for her. So tune in, Pieces of Her, on Netflix. Anybody listening? I don't know what it's rated. It doesn't have anything real bad, but has some violence, but it has definitely some intrigue.
Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight.
Oh, yeah, no, Coach, whatever you say watch, I'm going to watch, Coach, because I know you know what you're talking about, and you love movies. I got to ask you this, Coach, because Joe was arguing with me earlier that in college I had a 10-foot lake, and I used to catch alligators to break the ice with girls. So I'd have an alligator in my pickup truck and a big snake in my room, and it would break the ice. And, if you know, that was kind of my game. Is that cool game, Coach? How would you feel if somebody called you and was like, hey, one of your players has a 10-foot snake in his room, and he tells you, Coach, it's for the girls. The girls love him.
I don't know any girls that love that.
you're a happily married man for a long time, Coach, but to break the ice? 10-foot snake hanging in the room.
No, if you told her over the phone, the conversation would end. Click, I'm hanging up on you.
I told him he had an odd way of communicating, Coach.
A snake or an alligator doesn't work nearly as well as, like, let's say, candy and flowers. Oh,
okay.
That's my idea of a date. Take them out to dinner, a nice, you know, maybe a rose, one rose, or some flowers, and you know, do something nice for her, a nice compliment. Oh, your dress looks nice, or your hair looks good. I'm not bringing a snake or an alligator to the party.
So they were giving me their numbers because I was an All-American, not because I had an alligator. Young man problems.
Carter, that's a good guess there. Oh, yeah, he's an All-American. I think I'll go out with him. He's got a snake and an alligator. No, I'll forget him. Hey, guys, I got to get back to my camp. I'm closing up camp.
All right, Coach. We have openings for the Coach L camp, by the way. So you want to go to a great basketball camp, Coach L's camp next week. Openings. Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right. That's Jim Larrañaga with us. I think you scared him off with the alligator talk.
I just had to ask. I know Coach got game. He's savvy, and, you know, he got a little sexy to him. I had to ask, Joe. You criticized me earlier.
Hey, I did go to, you know, they're allowed to practice. It's one of the new things, Crowder. You can hold practice in the summer. I don't know how many hours or how many. They go for like an hour, a couple of days a week. So in football, the same thing. Football has been very impressive. And I went to basketball, and Nigel Pack, he gets up and down the floor in a blur. And if they're healthy, they are going to be fun to watch because, as he said, he has some targets to throw the ball to. They'll be able to play over the rim. And then with Wong coming back, he had a slam dunk in practice 2 weeks ago that was very similar to what he did against Auburn. So I think he is going to be very excited about his team this year.
Joe, when he was talking, I didn't want to cut him off. He was talking about the incoming freshmen. It was all 6'9", 6'10", 6'11", 6'9". And I remember talking to Coach last season. He was saying, we're not big. We have to be fast and gritty. He went and got big, right? Because there were some big young men playing for that team now.
Yeah, I saw the kid, Favor, he was talking about. And I said, he's a pretty good size, Coach. He said, wait, you see him in like 2 years. He's only about 215 pounds now. But, yes, bigger, longer than Normad Ochir, the transfer in from Arkansas State. He is a big, burly kid who, when I was there, just plucked off every rebound right off the rim. And that certainly was a deficiency for Miami a year ago. So, I mean, I don't want to skip past leapfrog the football season. We'll get to that in a moment. But I think Coach L has a lot of reasons to be optimistic this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for both basketball and football for the Canes. I know I'm a Gator, but I am excited.
All right, what else you got for us here, Crowder?
I want to tell everybody, Joe, about something that you're going to use every day, and you're going to thank me for it later. It's called Athletic Greens. And do you want to find out what all the hype is about? I know you've heard AG1, Athletic Greens. With Athletic Greens, you put a scoop in water every day. One scoop in a glass of water. Drink it in the morning. It's easy. I drink it on the way to work. The Athletic Greens supports gut health, nervous system, immune system, plus the energy and focus, all the things we want. And you get it all in just one scoop. One scoop of Athletic Greens is cheaper than getting all those different supplements on their own. One scoop of AG1 is like investing in your nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews, and people take it. They take multivitamins every day. But you don't know if they're working. You don't know if it's the one. I'm telling you, AG1, it actually absorbs. It gets all those wonderful vitamins and minerals into your system. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water daily. That's it. No need for millions of different pills, supplements that you got to go buy 14 bottles and have a big handful. All you need is one scoop of AG1. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WQAM. That's athleticgreens.com/WQAM. And you can take ownership over the health and pick up that ultimate daily nutritional insurance that we all need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.